turn to the Song of Solomon. The fifth chapter. Begin reading verse 1. I'm come into my garden, my sister, my spouse. I've gathered my myrrh and my spice. I've eaten my honeycomb with my honey. I've drunk my wine with my milk. Eat, O friends, drink. Yea, drink abundantly, O beloved. And verse 2. I sleep, but my heart waketh. It is the voice of my beloved that knocketh, saying, open to me, my sister, my love, my dove, my undefiled. For my head is filled with dew, and my locks with the drops of the night. I put off my coat. How shall I put it on? I washed my feet. How shall I defile them? My beloved put his hand by the hole of the door, and my bowels were moved for him. I rose up to open to my beloved, and my hands dropped with myrrh, and my fingers with sweet-smelling myrrh upon the handles of the lock. I opened to my beloved, but my beloved had withdrawn himself and was gone. My soul failed when he spake. I sought him, but I could not find him. I called him, but he gave me no answer. The watchmen that went about the city found me. They smote me. They wounded me. The keepers of the walls took away my veil from me. I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, if ye find my beloved, that ye tell him that I am sick of love. What is thy beloved more than another beloved, O thou fairest among women? What is thy beloved more than another beloved that thou dost so charge us? My beloved is white and ruddy, the chiefest among 10,000. His head is as the most fine gold. His locks are bushy and black as a raven. His eyes are as the eyes of doves by the rivers of waters, washed with milk and fitly set. His cheeks are as the bed of spices, as sweet flowers. His lips like lilies dropping sweet-smelling myrrh. His hands are as gold rings set with a beryl. His belly is as bright ivory overlaid with sapphires. His legs are as pillars of marble set upon sockets of fine gold. His countenance is as Lebanon, excellent as the cedars. His mouth is most sweet. Yea, he is altogether lovely. This is my beloved, and this is my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem. And then they ask her, whither is thy beloved gone, O thou fairest among women? Whither is thy beloved gone, turned aside, that we may seek him with thee? My beloved is gone down into his garden, to the bed of spices, to feed in the gardens, and to gather lilies. I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. He feedeth among the lilies. An interesting and precious account given to us. The bridegroom is seeking fruit, seeking something in his garden. You know, it's wonderful when you think that the bride is viewed here or as a garden for the joy and the delight of the bridegroom. And he is looking for that which will satisfy his heart. And then, in that situation, we find the bride. Verse 2. He says, I sleep, but my heart waketh. The voice of my beloved that knocketh, saying, open to me, my sister, my love, so on. And I'm reminded of this when we think of the message to Laodicea. He was outside knocking, and the bride inside, as in Laodicea. Can we imagine a situation that the Lord is outside at the door knocking, and our hearts would be satisfied without him? He's outside. That was the condition. But that must be for the bridegroom to find this condition. And so we notice then, open to me, that's the voice. She hears his voice. And she recognizes the voice. He speaks so tenderly to her. My love, my dove, my undefiled. For my head is filled with dew, and my locks with the drops of the night. I'd like to suggest these expressions given here as the heart of the Lord towards you and me when there's departure. When he's outside, as it were, desiring entrance, and he has to knock at the door. Doesn't find a response. He puts his hand in the hole inside of the door. A picture, I understand, common and well understood and known in the Middle East. It's like a, we used to have, that's probably an old-fashioned idea, but we used to have a little opening, a milk box, they called it, beside the door. So the milkman would come every day and open that box. He'd put his milk there, and we'd open it, and we'd get our milk. Well, it's something like this. Just imagine, there's a little opening beside the door, and the bridegroom puts his hand in. And the custom was, there he places this bouquet of myrrh on that handle, as we read here. But first of all, let's notice what she says. I've put off my coat. How shall I put it on? I've washed my feet. How shall I defile them? She is self-satisfied, content inside. She's done nothing wrong. She holds nothing wrong, no. She is satisfied with herself. Taking off her coat, she's just going to relax, you know. And I washed my feet. How shall I defile them? She didn't want to have defiled feet. But yet, he was outside, seeking admission, seeking entrance.